I interviewed Bob and Linda from the EMT station in Peonia. They are volunteer ambulance people, and Bob, he drives the ambulance, and Linda takes care of the patient. We learned what they do, like when they transport somebody to the hospital. Sometimes there are a lot of accidents out there, and people need to help the people. Well, in the ambulance, they had all these supplies for transporting people to the hospital. And they had the training room where they had like these big meetings. Bob gave us candy and he showed us around the place and showed us how things work in the ambulance. It's probably good that there are people that actually will do that, like care for the patient, but some people are just too afraid. Hi, my name is Noah McDaniel, and I am here with Linda from the NFA. So, Linda, what do you think is your biggest challenge being on the NFA?
Well, we have a wide area to cover. We have a big, big area to cover. We go almost to the top of Kebler Pass, to the top of McClure Pass, up the Muddy Divide. Our Crawford crews go down into the Black Canyon, down Highway 50, and our Hotchkiss crew goes all the way west to, I think, Cougar Mountain Road. But we just have a big area to cover and a whole lot of people. And these people, you know, they get injured in auto accidents, ATVs, snowmobiles, get thrown off horses. A lot of people get sick. We have a substantial elderly population. So we have a lot of territory to cover and a lot of things that we need to know how to do to get someone safely to the hospital.
Why do you volunteer your time to be on the ambulance team?
When I first moved here, it was such a fine community. I've been here a little over 25 years now. And everyone, when I came here, was so friendly to me. And they just, it's just a nice community. And my husband, Bob, was working at a really nice job. And he was able to support me in a real nice manner. I didn't want for anything. But I had a neighbor who was a volunteer on the ambulance service, and she recruited me. She said, you know, we need volunteers. We always need help. And so I thought about it for a few months, or maybe a year, and I decided, okay, that's something I can do. So I do it to give back to my community. It's just something that makes me feel good to be able to help somebody. It's not always a pleasant job because we have to see people who are badly hurt or in pain. So it's not always pleasant, but it's very personally rewarding. It's just something that I felt like I could do to give back to my community, the community that's made me feel very welcome.
What does it feel like when you get a call and have to rush over to the situation?
Well, sometimes it's a little feeling of panic because you're really hoping that you're able to help this person. And then you have to think, okay, I'm trained to do this. I can handle this. And you know that there's always other help here. We can call for other people to come help us. So while we're sometimes a little leery to begin with, can I do this? We have to remember that, yes, we can do it. We're trained to do it, and we're going to do the best job that we can and hope for a good outcome.
How do you think healthcare could be improved?
That's a really thought-provoking question. In our area, it's really difficult for us to do much other than what we're already doing with our basic ambulance service. We provide basic life support, and as long as we remain a volunteer service, we probably will remain a basic life support service. To get any further definitive medical care in the North Fork Valley, we would have to go to a paid service whereby the EMTs would all be paid, and it's not economically feasible for a money-making service to come into the North Fork and try to make a profit. So we have to rely on our volunteers. It costs a lot of money to put one of these ambulances on the road. A lot of money, and we depend upon the people who subscribe to our service. They pay a yearly fee to join the ambulance service, and then we provide ambulance transport and emergency medical care at the scene as needed. If we need to transport, we transport to Delta Memorial Hospital. When we transport people who have paid their yearly subscription, there is no further payment required from that family. We'll take any member of that household to the hospital any number of times throughout the year and at no additional charge. If they're not a member of their association, if they have not paid that subscription fee, then it may be anywhere from $1,100, $1,200, perhaps even more for us to take them to Delta Hospital.
If you could change one thing about healthcare, what would it be?
I believe that insurance costs should remain easily accessible to all households. I think it should be affordable by every household. I'm not sure that I agree with universal health care, but I do believe that health care needs to be made accessible to all families. There's way too many people, young people included, as well as older people, who don't have proper medical insurance. And with medical costs being as high as they are today, it really, really puts a burden on a family or on a household when there are unexpected medical expenses. So I believe insurance should be affordable for all.
Yeah, and it's harder for like the poor families. If they get an accident, they don't have enough money to pay the doctor's bill.
That is true.
Well, thanks for your time today.
You're certainly welcome, and I'm very glad to see you looking hale and hearty, and I have enjoyed spending a little bit of time with you.